The Obama administration has removed the Arctic Ocean from any new oil and gas leasing for the next 5 years. The Interior Department announced its new plan for offshore leasing this morning. The plan does not include any new lease sales in the Beaufort or Chukchi Seas off Alaska, which had been included in an earlier draft. It does include one lease sale in northern Cook Inlet. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
In a written statement, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said the department is foregoing lease sales in the Beaufort and Chukchi due to the unique and challenging Arctic environment and industry's declining interest in the area. In the year since Shell abandoned its effort to drill in the region, several companies have given up offshore leases they already held. The decision is a win for environmentalists who have pushed to place the Arctic off limits to drilling because of the potential impact on climate change and the risk of a possible oil spill. Neil Lawrence with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it would take a decade or more to produce oil from the Arctic.
You know, we'll be in a world that does not need that oil, that has moved on largely from fossil fuels. And flooding the world at that point with more fossil fuel could really hurt efforts to contain climate change and keep it from being really disastrous.
But the decision was blasted by industry groups and by Alaska's elected officials. Governor Bill Walker released a statement saying he's disappointed. And reached by phone, Senator Lisa Murkowski called the decision short-sighted.
You've got a decision that effectively is going to send all of the benefits of production overseas. It's stunning. And I don't know. I'm frustrated.
Her view was echoed by Lucas Francis of the Arctic Energy Center, a partnership between the Alaska Oil and Gas Association and the Independent Petroleum Association of America. He says the U.S. is missing an opportunity to show leadership in the Arctic.
The U.S. has that opportunity to be a leader in this space, but in removing Arctic leases, the potential sale of Arctic leases, it removes the investments that could be made down the road.
Meanwhile, the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation released a statement saying the decision cripples North Slope communities' ability to pursue economic development. In a speech earlier this week, CEO Rex Rock Sr. said removing the possibility of new Arctic exploration ignores local voices.
Slamming the door shut on opportunity does nothing to help my region or my people either now or in the future.
The decision would be difficult for the incoming Trump administration to immediately undo. Environmentalists, meanwhile, are holding out hope for a more permanent withdrawal. That's a separate decision, which would come from the White House. From Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Liz Ruskin and Elizabeth Harbaugh, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.